All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
How is it going?
Very man good, bun. Man bun, you know it. Hey, it's comfortable, it's cozy, it's something new, it's stylish, or so I'm told.
I don't know. Fucking hipster, you.
Yeah, I am what I am, and it's all I can be, baby, but, you know, what are you going to do about it? But, yes, here we are with another episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast, baby. I get excited for each week that we come on here. Today, everybody, we have our good buddy, Goody, joining us for the show.
What's going on, everybody?
So, I'm gonna get to the thing I wanted to talk about first, real quick, because I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media, and hearing from my ever so lovely wife as I glance over towards our bedroom, which she's probably in right now, about Mercury being in retrograde. So you know, you see all these posts where girls are like, "Oh, don't mind this, don't mind that. Mercury's in retrograde. We'll blame that." What the fuck does that even mean? Does anybody know what that means?
I mean, absolutely not.
Oh, the stars, astronomy, astrology, and you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I had to look it up, man. I had to look it up. And what does it mean when a planet is retro? But let me start over. What does it mean when a planet is in retrograde? So apparently, this is when Earth passes that planet in its orbit, right? So it starts to look like the planet's going backwards in our night sky. And I guess when a planet's in retrograde, it kind of slows down. Or something. It looks like it's slowing down. I don't fucking know. No, it's closer to Earth. That's what it means. That it's closer to Earth. Okay, so apparently,
how do you get slows down from closer to Earth?
I don't know. My brain's all, listen, man, I forgot to set an alarm today for work, and my body still had me up early enough to where I wasn't late. I didn't oversleep, but still, for some reason, I've been groggy all day. My brain's not focused. I'm not where I need to be, but it's probably because Mercury's in retrograde, you know? I mean,
so it's closest to Earth.
Yeah, it's closest to Earth, and in the night sky, it looks like it's moving backwards because, you know, the stars are all in a fixed location. All right, so the stars are in a fixed location in our night sky. It looks like they, you know, just like the sunrise in the east, set in the west, yada yada, so on and so forth. Well, when a planet goes into retrograde, it means that the Earth is passing it in its orbit around the sun. So it kind of looks like it moves backwards, but then it, you know, it moves back again. I don't know. Apparently, there's some kind of this strange astrological phenomenon that happens, and it kind of messes with energies and all that shit. So, and I also found out that it's not just Mercury that's in retrograde right now. Up until tomorrow, there are currently six planets that are in retrograde.
Oh, wow.
So six planets in retrograde, crazy
well,
enough.
Think about
means
it.
That
every planet that's everyone has is in the solar system.
Yeah.
Goes in retrograde at least once a year.
Yeah, and Mercury goes in four times a year, 3 to 4 times a year, because it only takes like 88 days for it to go around the sun. So, like, I got very curious. I had to look this all up because, you know, people like to make up reasons for their attitudes or for bad shit happening and all that nonsense. So I don't know, man.
It's just an excuse to act like an asshole.
I think so. That's what I think. What do you think, Goody?
I mean, yeah, I think it's a perfect excuse. I did hear it like can affect like technology, like phones and stuff like that, connections. But
yeah,
I'm doing just fine over here, so.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because the one thing that I looked up said something about Mercury, you know, being named after the messenger god or something like that. And people saying that when Mercury is in retrograde, it affects transportation and communication.
Yep.
So that's the reason for like all the bad traffic accidents or traffic jams and internet not working properly, phones not working properly. I mean, hey, my phone's been on the fritz for the last month, so
just
maybe
blame Mercury being in retrograde.
There's some validity to it, you know? Maybe there really is. I don't know, man. It could be.
We just got a built-in excuse at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the same with all the people that use the Zodiac as excuses for shit. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a Sagittarius. Sagittarius season. Pisces season.
Why did you go right to Sagittarius?
I don't know, because that's the one I tend to see the most online, man. Speaking of
online. You realize you live with two Sagittariuses.
I don't know Zodiac signs. I know mine. I know I'm an Aquarius, but that's all I know.
Son is a Sagittarius.
I don't know what the time frame is for that.
And your wife 100% is.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I know that? Is that something I should know?
I could ask Phoebes because I know she is.
Don't feel bad. I don't know what my wife's Zodiac sign is either.
Like, I feel like that's something we're supposed to know from a young age, but I really don't know it.
I only know it because of my kid. She's into that, so.
All right. So speaking on the social media stuff, man, I posted a question, I think it was yesterday, the day before, on our social medias. And I asked our audience if they feel like social media has been ruining our society. So I'll defer to you guys first, because I want to know what you guys think. And Justin, I know that we've had an episode before where we discussed technology and social media and all that nonsense, but we've got new season, new look, new everything, new guests. So I kind of want to hit on the topic again. So, since we have Goody here, why don't we ask Goody, do you think that social media is having an effect and is kind of ruining our society as a whole?
Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, there's so many things that people can use social media to make themselves look better, and a lot of people use that to their advantages, and then that makes like the people around them be like, oh wow, they're doing so good in life, why am I not doing this well? And it can be like little things like, oh, I got a brand new car, look at this. And then other people were sitting there driving a 04 Chevy Silverado and like, man, I want a new truck, or I want a new car. It's really easy to show people the really good things while they're not seeing the shitty things that happen in your life.
Yeah. And I always say it's a whole lot of fluff. And I responded to one or two people who said that they didn't think that it's kind of ruining our society. And I said, look, it's social media is a lot of fluff.
Because it gives everybody a voice.
Well,
it makes keyboard fucking warriors who are never going to get slapped in the mouth for the stupid shit that they fucking say.
Yeah, like our guest Fun last week said, you know, he was referring to a Mike Tyson quote, if it really was a Mike Tyson quote, but he said people are getting awfully comfortable with saying whatever they want to say without getting punched in the mouth for it.
Yep,
exactly.
Right. So yeah, on that end of things, it really does create a lot of keyboard warriors. Like that used to be a thing in the early days of online gaming, which it's not something that has gone away. But it's something that's happening more and more now with social media, and people are not afraid of repercussions at all.
Because there are none.
Well, and the crazy thing to me too is, you know, there's this whole anti-bullying thing going on, right? You know, people are against bullying, and here's another thing we're going to get to, because I want to talk about
it. All social media is.
Well, it's bullies. It really is. But people that are against bullying are the biggest fucking bullies, man.
Right. And
the most tolerant people, the most tolerant people are the most intolerant.
Correct.
Yep. 100%.
And like,
back when we were teenagers, it was, you thought about what you said because what you said could get you cracked in the fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Or, you know, scheduled for a fight on a Friday night.
Okay,
and now that shit don't happen.
Yeah,
you can hide behind something fake online and say whatever the fuck you want, and there's no repercussions at all.
Yeah, Fire, bring that comment back up real quick, Fire. So Stacy in chat asked, "Do you find social media making you more judgmental about people and topics?" So
it makes me more judgmental about people, yes, because you're seeing the true them, the person they don't have the balls to be in public.
Yeah, I
agree a lot with of people. Like, I'm the same person online and in public. I will, you know this for a fact, Corey. I say what I want, when I want. I don't give a shit who you are. Nothing.
Yeah. So here's a catch 22 though. You said it shows people for who they really are, and with some people, that's 100% correct. It really shows their true colors.
You can't hide the ugly all the time.
Right. But however, at the same time, where we talk about it's nothing but fluff, not that it's nothing but fluff, because there are some people who share ups and downs. But when we say that social media is a lot of fluff, you're kind of getting the fake side of people, too. So
I'm not talking about the shit they post to like prop themselves up. I'm talking about the comments they leave on posts that they don't agree with. You see right. The true them come out in
yes.
Them. There's no hiding that ugly.
Exactly, because you see people all the time who, when they share their own posts, they act one way, preach one way, but then when you see them commenting on someone else's stuff, it's a completely different person.
Right.
Completely different.
As far as looking at topics differently or judging topics differently, no. I see the world the way I see it, and what I see online doesn't change it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, because I mean, a lot of times you'll see stuff that is around what they think you're gonna be interested in, and I'm the type of person that I won't like click on a link on social media and be like, oh, this is factual. I'll do the research and be like, okay, well, that was bullshit.
Yeah, and it's like you were talking to me about before when we were just hanging out, setting everything up, Goody. You know, people do that stuff, and oh my God, I lost where I was going because I got distracted by your shirt. So now I'm going to comment on your shirt. I'm gonna comment. And I don't know if you did that at first. I had two thoughts in my head. I don't know if you did it on purpose, but that's the same shirt you wore when you came up to my get together.
It is.
And I fucking love it. And I looked at it mid-sentence and I'm like, oh, that's that fucking shirt. And every thought went out the window. Repeat to me what you just said so that I can get my thought back.
I was saying how a lot of the things you'll see on social media will be things that they would think that you'd be interested in. So like they would use it to try to persuade you in one direction. And I'm not the type of person that'll click on the link and be like, oh yeah, that was a factual thing. Instead, I'll actually do the research and like be like, oh, okay, that was bullshit.
Yep, that's the thought I had where you talked about clicking on the link, because we were talking beforehand about the titles to these stories, and people read yes. just the titles, and they make their assumptions, and they get their opinions from just a title, and then they don't go look into the story, when you know for a fact that these titles are meant to get you to click on them.
Yep.
Because that's where these media sources, they make their money off of the advertising. They don't get that advertising money if you don't click the link and see those ads popping up.
All it takes is the click of the link, dude. You don't have to scroll through nothing.
Exactly. So, like, they put this absurd, misleading title in. All right?
Or a title that doesn't finish.
Right. And then you go through the article, and it'll give you different information, right? It'll give you different information than what's just in the title. Yep. So you think one thing and they're giving different information that would lead you in another direction. But that's beside the fact. Like there's so much shit that's hidden anymore on these articles or in these news outlets and all that you're not even getting the right information. So again, back to that question before where she asked if social media is making you more judgmental about people and topics. I think community as a whole, our society as a whole, is really falling into that, and it's really they're really doing that. Like they're really becoming more judgmental about people and topics because, as we've talked about before too, Justin,
it's all politicized.
Well, it's and they're falling into that groupthink mentality.
Yeah, team. This is my team. I have to think this way.
Yes. Yes, it's all groupthink, and it's I don't know. I'm getting this weird crackling in my ear, and it's very distracting, and I don't know what it's from. So I apologize if I seem like I'm pausing, but that's why I'm getting this weird ass sound in my ear.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, you're getting it too? Okay. Yeah. All right. So something weird's going on. Well, that's okay. Very distracting. But, yeah. So I don't know. I really do think it's doing that. And it's really causing people to fall into that groupthink mentality.
100%. I don't think it's social media so much making people more judgmental. Social media is making people choose sides. And once you pick whatever team you're on, you have to think this way and judge that person for this because of the way they think. Or you can't be a part of that team, but you don't want to be a part of the other team. So I don't even think social media is running that. It's just making you pick a side.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
It's the government and the media that's making people more judgmental.
Yeah, and it's driving me nuts, man. And it's what's really fucked up is it's kind of the way they try to vilify one side or the other, and the way they do that, it's really messing with everybody because it's becoming a trendy thing. That's where I wanted to go with it. Here I am fucking searching for the right word to put out. It's a trend thing to me, right? So people are so obsessed with being accepted. People are so hit the refresh button. I'm telling you, man, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm all kinds of fucked up today. I don't know what's going on. Timeout. But yeah, so people are so obsessed with being accepted that, you know, they seem to follow trends, and social media is fueling that. To me, I feel like social media is fueling that.
What,
I don't know if anybody else feels that way. What's that?
People picking teams.
Oh, there you are with that nice microphone. By the way, guys, I just want to point out, now that he's cleared out of the space there, Justin is all settled into his new home.
For the most part.
Fucking homeowner. Well, no, you're settled in. Look, you're in the house. You're staying in the house. It's your house.
Yes, it is.
So let's bounce around a little bit. Let's talk about that. How does it feel? Like, you messaged me last night, and you're like, it still kind of feels unreal.
Hold on, give me a second.
No, you got to talk, and you got to do it now. But I do like the background. I will accept the background here with the New York Giants memorabilia, that beautiful Lawrence Taylor jersey in the background. We do like that.
Where's your Daniel Jones jersey?
We're going to be working on that.
We'll get the Eli one.
Can you hear me?
A little bit. But while we wait for Justin to get back in front of the camera, in front of the microphone, I want to remind you guys, you can hit up the merch store, grab a nice tumbler like this one, NDT Podcast Tumbler. All you got to do is go to streamlabs.com/NDT Podcast/merch. We've got some tumblers, some mugs, some shirts, hoodies and stuff. So support the show. Help us get some better gear to create some better content for you guys. That's always helpful. And then if you could fire Jared, it was a little slip. If you could pop up the banner that we had made up for Goody here. Guys, Goody does have his own podcast that he how often are you doing it now, Goody?
We've been away for a while, but we're going to start doing it every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Every Saturday, 7 p.m.
Sports-based, right?
It's a Specs in Sports. So Mills is really knowledgeable about technology and things like that. He's really good at helping people out in communities, helping people build PCs or with problems with PCs. And I'm a sports fanatic, so we are kind of clashing those together.
Yeah, kind of the
mix.
Yeah, kind of the most interesting mix with a podcast that you've ever seen, but it works. But it works. So yeah, you guys can find that over at Goody's channel on Twitch. That is Goody_Games99. So it's going to be Saturdays at 7 p.m. Is that Eastern?
It is Eastern, yes, sir.
7 p.m. Eastern time. Now, Justin, since you're done with your extracurriculars.
Yes, I'm listening.
Talk to us.
Talk to us about what?
Talk to us about how it feels to be a homeowner. Now that the whole process is done.
I still don't know if it feels right.
If it feels right,
like I don't know. It still doesn't feel real.
Is that what you mean by it doesn't feel right? It just doesn't feel real.
Yeah, it doesn't feel real at all.
You got so used to your life as it was that now that you're in this new place, it's just new.
Right. I don't want a fucking game. I want to play. But like, I enjoy sitting on the couch and just literally listening to YouTube music.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, I'm not happy for you, man.
To mowing this lawn. You'll see it when you come out.
What is it, about waist high like mine was when I first moved in?
No, it's high, but it's a hill.
Beautiful.
It's a fucking hill.
You're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. But yes, this is the new setup for now.
And it'll be season. Slowly might growing.
Well, might as well support the Giants. You know, I got my Mets jersey over here in the corner.
That's all right.
Go Saints.
Go Saints. How the hell did you end up a Saints fan all the way up in Michigan?
Yeah, that's...
So when I was like 3, I really liked the black and gold, and then it just stuck ever since.
It's crazy the way we decide our favorite teams and stuff when we're kids, doesn't it?
It really is.
It's weird. Like I was just telling you before that I became a Giants fan because of Tecmo Super Bowl. I thought the name the Giants was cool, and then I discovered Lawrence Taylor, and that was it. Lawrence Taylor, unstoppable in that game, Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh. I never had a choice.
You never had a choice. It's the family you went into.
It, yep.
Yeah. All right, so we want to go back to, you know, upsetting topics. Because I have some shit I wanted to talk about, but it's all stuff that might upset people.
Allie, real quick, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Oh, yeah, she's a Bama fan. Yes. Allie is a Bama fan. I forgot about that.
So just to counteract that, War Eagle. More realistically, we are, but...
So let's comment on this. Allie is in Florida, and she was down there during the hurricane. They stuck around. They survived minimal damage, as far as I know, right, Allie? And she just said they got power back, so that's good. It didn't take a week like they thought it was going to take, so that's good news. I want to ask, why is it that these news stations are still sending meteorologists and reporters out into these storms? Have you seen the footage from some of these reporters out in the hurricane?
No.
Like, why are they doing this still? The one guy, I can't remember who it was and what news station it was for, but one of the reporters got hit with a tree branch. Like, dude just got clocked with a tree branch because they have him out there. Like, yes, it's a hurricane. I don't think you need a reporter out in the middle of the street when everybody else is being evacuated to show that there's a damn storm.
Local officials are asking everybody to evacuate, but I'm going to stand right fucking here in the middle of it.
Like, why?
Like an idiot.
Why? And the other one that I wanted to tell y'all about, I can't remember if I told you guys beforehand or not. Oh, here you go. Fire found the footage.
Yep,
let's
here
see.
We go.
Look at this guy. Could you imagine if that was a little bit higher? He's having trouble there. Look at the sign. This guy can't even walk.
Why would you grab onto that other one?
I was going to say that one sign's knocked over, so he's grabbing onto the one that's still up. That ain't going to be up for very long. That's a small one. Why are they still putting these reporters out in danger just for some footage?
Why are these reporters willing to do that?
Yo, talk about hazard pay, right?
I was going to say, they better be getting some good hazard pay off of that.
Like, what the hell is that shit? And did you see the image of the one female reporter? Someone gave her a condom to cover her microphone.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
So they rolled a condom down over her microphone so that it wouldn't wet.
We need a picture of this to pop up because
we do
not
need a picture
it.
Of this.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I think I saw it scrolling through Facebook. It's you got the reservoir at the tip of the microphone. I'm like, what? Look at this. Well, the other thing I want to know is, what's the sound quality like with that?
It can't be good.
All right. Well, now we got to get condoms and test what it out.
Hey, man, at least the microphone didn't get wet. You know, they kept it dry. So we're good. We're good. Although it's a bad visual.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a bad visual on TV.
At least the condom got wet.
Oh, buddy.
I couldn't imagine being a reporter going to stand in the middle of a hurricane.
Yep.
No. There's no way you could pay me enough.
Yeah.
As you guys can see, it's real, real bad out here. Hurricane Ian, what do you got to say about this? Okay, there's a branch getting thrown right at me. Perfect.
Yes, it's beautiful. You know what also kills me? Back onto the social media thing with these keyboard warriors. Did you see the amount of posts where people who hate DeSantis, people on the left, were saying shit like, Florida's getting what it deserves. Like, how this is a natural disaster, regardless of what you think of the governor.
Both parties live in fucking Florida. What the?
Yeah. It does stuff like that. Stuff like that just doesn't make sense to me. And this is why I say, man, this is why social media
and
is
this
so
is
crazy.
Coming from the people who say be tolerant.
Right. Yes. That's
As
the
we
part
force
that kills me.
Feed this shit down your throat. Be tolerant.
Yeah, it goes for all sides. It really does. It should. It should go for all sides. But to say something along those lines of Florida's getting what it deserves, like, how the hell do you... How do you do that? How do you do that?
I don't know how true it is, but did you see what Pelosi said?
No.
That all the immigrants that got sent to Martha's Vineyard needed to stay in Florida because there's crops that need to be fucking picked?
No.
Wow.
Did she really?
I saw something come up on my phone from Fox News, and that was the fucking headline.
Hmm. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Almost as bad. Almost as bad. Let's see. Pelosi. Oh, my God. She really did. Was that?
Yes.
That's not satire, right? For those of you listening on audio, go check out our video version over on YouTube or Facebook. We're popping it up on screen right now. No shit. What does that say? Let me see. Let me get this screen a little bit bigger. We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers are saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here. Man, that's crazy. It's almost
even
as crazy
you're
as...
quoting what any farmers or growers or whatever said. Like, you're the speaker of the fucking house. You can't say that.
It's almost as crazy as Biden saying that shit to or alongside what's his name? Elton John. Did you hear that one?
No,
I didn't.
Yeah. So Biden said you can thank something along. It's not a direct quote. He said something along the lines of you can thank this man right here. He's the reason. He's the reason we're spending whatever in research or something for HIV and AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the look on Elton John's face was like, did you really just say this? But he's too nice of a guy to say anything to Biden. I mean, he's standing right there with him. So why would he, right?
Fair enough.
Oh, my God. Which one do we have now?
It's all his fault.
Oh, yes. By the way, that's what he said. By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS. Fight HIV AIDS, Biden said. And there's a video of that. You can't dispute that. That is something that the man said.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe that. And it's funny. I as you were scrolling there, Jared, I did notice at the bottom it said
ladies and gentlemen,
said Brandon. Something about it's false. But there's video of him saying it. It's right, so how is it false?
Because it can't be public that he actually said that.
Yeah, and the man recently asked where a dead woman was. He forgot she was dead. Oh, here you go. Here's the video.
We don't have audio.
No audio. You'll have to reshare the screen and share the audio with it.
Just that look right there.
Right.
The fucking look. You have that look.
It's like he's so shocked that he said it. He said,
"Oh, here we go,
Sir Elton John."
Oh, he didn't even say it yet. Never mind. Wait. Oh, that wasn't the whole video. Oh, that was just him giving him a hug. But my parents saw him. My parents saw him in concert before my mom passed over in Vegas. They loved it. They thought he was great.
Extremely talented.
I'm sure Jared will find us the full video for that. But in the meantime.
So he had to have said it before that point in that video.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And you could just see you could see it in Elton John's face.
Yeah, I think it was literally just before that point. Just before that.
Did you just fucking say that?
Yeah, if you see the video, that's exactly his reaction. It's like he's so flabbergasted that the president would say something like that.
You saw Biden went in for the handshake, and he was like, "Oh no, we'll shake this guy's hand now."
Yeah, yeah. But did you guys see? Okay, did you guys see what credit card companies are now doing? The three major credit card companies: Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
No.
They will be tracking your gun store purchases, whether it's ammo or firearms. Basically creating their own registry.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have
ammo.
It.
Fucking
Have
ammo. This is something that they couldn't get. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
By the way.
There you go.
It's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS fight HIV/AIDS.
It's all his fault.
It's my.
That's so crazy.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, so credit card companies are now tracking that shit. This is something that couldn't pass in Congress, right? Where they didn't do a national gun registry. As far as I know, most states are not registering ammo sales yet. I think that's something they wanted to do, but it has not happened yet. And now the credit card companies are going to track all this.
Kind of seems illegal. It seems like something the NRA is going to.
It's like they're reporting it, though. I think. I don't know if they're just keeping. I don't know if they're just keeping record of it or if they're reporting it. It says credit card giants Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are taking steps to help better track firearm sales in a move hailed by gun control proponents.
Good thing I have Discover.
Yeah. Well, it just means buy your stuff with cash now.
Yeah, exactly. Make a quick stop at the ATM.
Well, and they're tracking
how much you take out there, too.
Well, there's another thing, too, is, you know, there's been talk of trying to do away with cash in general and try to make everything electronic.
I noticed since moving out here this week, most places out here give you a discount if you pay with cash.
Most places?
Yeah, restaurants, gas stations, they all have surcharges on credit cards.
Yeah, well, because they get charged for each transaction, don't they?
Yep.
Each time you swipe a card.
They lean more towards cash. Even if you go to use a debit card, they're going to surcharge you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty common.
They want more cash.
I knew that was a thing at truck stops and gas stations and shit. I didn't know that local businesses are doing that now, too.
Yep.
And a lot of times, depending on what card you have, so like say you have American Express, that'll be more than like a Visa or a MasterCard.
Hmm. That's crazy. I don't know. I just don't like the idea of going completely electronic for your money. I just think it's a bad idea in general. Well, and then there's the fact that it's not all going to be backed by gold. There's our money right now isn't all backed by gold or anything.
We're off the gold standard.
Like, and
that's what started, or like, I think we've been off the gold standard since the 70s or 80s.
It's been that long.
Yeah.
It's just print money, I believe, so. Will, which is just continuously devaluing our dollar.
Yep.
Kind of puts us in the predicament we're in. But just imagine if they go completely electronic with our money, then they have the power to say, like, we don't like what you're posting on social media. We think you're an extremist. Whether they think you're far right or far left or whatever the hell it might be, they can cut you off. They can disallow you from making certain purchases. Right? Then there's no side hustles. What are you going to do about yard sales? What are you going to do about yard sales? You're going to have nothing but electronic transactions at yard sales now, PayPal or Cash App or shit like that, which is now getting taxed on its own as well. So everything you do, the government's going to have their hand in, right?
So we went off the gold standard August 15th, 1971.
71. Yeah, so what's our fucking money,
Mister? I cannot tell a lie.
I don't know. And then what's grandma gonna give grandkid for their birthday? They're gonna put a fiver in a birthday card? Can't do that anymore. Right? It's like all the little things. It's all $5 the little
gift
things
card. I think about.
But that's stupid. God, I'm against it. I'm against having everything electronic. I just don't trust technology enough. Like I said in one of our previous episodes, man, I think technology is going to be the downfall of our civilization.
It's already started.
It is already started. And if you go completely electronic with your money, there's just too much that can happen. A system crash and you lose all your money, and then you have no record of what you had prior.
Correct.
Right? Then the government can stop you from spending wherever the hell you want to spend. That's another downfall. You go, how many times have you gone into a store or a gas station and their card machine's down? You ever done that? Often. You ever go in and not be able to use their debit machine, their credit machine?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yo, shit, I don't have any cash on me. How the fuck am I going to get this? I think there's too much that can go wrong with technology, especially if we keep pissing off the rest of the world. And another country, say Russia or China, comes to attack us. EMP.
China's already hacked the bank systems.
What's that?
China already hacked the bank systems. Earlier this year, they hacked the systems.
Really? What happened here? Tell me about this.
Oh, I don't remember exactly. I know they breached the security of like the national treasury or something like that.
The national treasury.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about
this. They breached something that controls all of our fucking money. And a lot of people thought it was a test to see if they can do it. So if they want to make a move, we're fucked.
Yeah, we definitely would be. That would ruin a lot of shit, man. That would ruin a lot of shit. So,
my grandfather's been steadfast about never keeping his money in a fucking bank ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like that.
He has always had stacks of fucking cash put away in his house.
Listen, if I had enough money to save, to have a savings, I probably would have stacks of cash somewhere in my house. But I don't. Like, my money, I got paid yesterday, okay? My money's probably going to be gone before the end of the week. I have too many bills to pay. I don't get to collect that much.
All right, so it wasn't this year. It was last year.
So it did happen, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't remember that.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember hearing about that.
I don't remember hearing about that either.
Don't know what the hell is happening, but I'm still getting that buzz in my ear.
I got it too. I'm not sure. Goody, are you getting that too or no?
I don't think so.
So then it's probably on his end.
Stacy said they got in and compromised defense agencies.
They can shut our fucking government down. They can shut our banks down. They can shut down our fucking electric grid. That was another one. They got into the electric grid.
That's good. That's good news. Yeah.
Nice.
They can shut us down.
So that's going to make me start thinking about something else that I wanted to hit on today. And just wanted to say that the world is not all rainbows and butterflies.
Nope, not at all.
Right. And I think there's this common misconception that everybody needs to accept everybody and respect everybody and appreciate everybody and be nice to everybody. But the rest of the world is not like that. Like, there's always a yin and yang, you know? So for everything, there's an opposite. So if you're going to have good, there's always going to be evil. I don't think we'll ever eradicate evil in this world. So you're never going to eradicate evil people, bad people, negative people. It's always going to be there. And this is going to bring me back around to our social media stuff, right? And why I think that it's kind of ruining society. Because everyone has this idea now that you have to accept them. You have to accept them, their lifestyle, and everything about them. And that's just not the case. Because those same people have others that they dislike, that they won't associate with. Right? So who cares? Who cares about that? Who cares about the people who don't accept you, the people who don't appreciate you, the people who don't respect you? Like, I think there's this horrible trend going on right now where people are so consumed by this. And so because of social media, this is their entire goal now, is to try to get worldwide acceptance, basically. You have
not try to get, they're demanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand that mentality. And it's,
but it goes back to something my old man used to say. Practice what you preach.
Yeah,
you can't come out and say accept me for who I am and then turn around and not fucking accept a fucking right winger. I'm talking like even just middle of the road right winger because of what they fucking believe.
Yeah.
And the way they want the country run. Absolutely. Or they view that it should be run. You can't judge that person for that and expect them to bow to your every fucking wish and accept you for what you want to be, Miss Kitty Cat.
Dude, that one gets me. The whole fucking wanting litter boxes in school thing. I don't know, man. I think some of these kids need to be spanked. I don't know. Bring it back. Because some of this shit's getting out of hand. Some of the shit's getting out of hand. But like I said, man, at the end of the day, who cares if, you know, Joe Schmo down the block doesn't accept your lifestyle? Who cares? You do you. As long as you're not hurting anybody, live your life, have your own circle. Because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of these people doing this bullshit, they're young kids. They're young kids, teenagers, early 20s, all that nonsense. And my life experience has taught me that people come and go in your life. Your friends will come and go. And it's not necessarily because of anything negative or anything bad. It's just the cycle of things. It's just what happens.
Life happens.
People come, people go. Your circle, as you get older, is going to get smaller. You don't need hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people in your circle. You need a handful. That's it. So as long as those people appreciate you, as long as those people value you, as long as those people respect you and accept you, that's all you need. People are going out and fighting for things that they don't need to fight for. And like you said, Justin, they're demanding acceptance and respect and all this. But at the same time, they're not giving it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And social media is fueling it. You know, again, the groupthink mentality. And it's
not just social media,
one side.
Media in general is fueling it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really need to, people really, I don't know, man. It's hard because I can see things from both sides. And that's another thing, man. That's the other thing that I hate is people try to stay away from politics. Like, oh, let's not discuss politics. Politics is a touchy subject. Don't talk about politics.
That's just what happened, people that don't want to hear something they don't agree with.
Well, what happened is with people constantly saying you shouldn't talk about politics, you shouldn't talk about politics. Because of that mentality, I think that's why we got to where we are today. I'm pretty
the
sure
the don't talk about politics thing has been around forever, though.
Yeah, not to this extent. Like, everywhere I go now, people are like, oh, don't talk about politics. Everything that I'm on, don't talk about politics.
That right now, yeah, right now is because everything's so heated. But between both parties, it's always been heated.
Right, but
it would be if you're going out to the bar, you're not drinking to talk politics.
Oh, it's gotten a lot.
Fight, and it always has.
It's gotten a lot worse nowadays, though, because people are so far apart on what they think. They don't want to listen to the other side.
Right, and the arguments happen because of social media, because they can hide behind a keyboard and not get in a physical altercation.
Well, I think people need to be more willing to communicate about politics and talk about politics and try to do it civilly, man, because you gotta, like I said last week, we need, as a country, we need both wings of the bird to fly. Bird can't fly without both wings, right? So you need ideas from both sides. You need people to be able to agree on some things and compromise on others. And you can't have just one way of thinking to run this country.
Right. And regardless of who's running the country, we are all still Americans.
Mm-hmm. And we're all still pawns.
Right, left, middle, doesn't matter.
We're all still
Americans. This is still our country. Not the government's, not the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. It is the people's fucking country. Have some fucking pride in it. Let's talk shit out.
Yeah.
If an argument here and there happens, but get the fuck over it. Do it face to face.
Yeah, we said it last week too, though. Like, it's sad to see so many Americans kind of ashamed to be Americans. I hate that mentality. And I hate that there are people out there that think that way. I really am.
It's real easy to get the fuck out of here. Just hop on a fucking plane. I'll pay for it. Well, you ain't coming back. It's a one way.
Yeah. Now, so in the same respect with social media, like, there is good to it. Right? There is good to it. I mean, we're able to do what we do because of social media.
Correct.
And yep. We're able to keep up with people that we've met and family and all that because of social media.
But with the little good that it's doing, there's a whole hell of a lot of bad.
Yeah. So Stacy in chat said, Justin is correct. Media is playing it up, and now we can't talk about it because people get so angry that you can't be friends with someone who has a different view. That is the worst part of it. Is that people just don't want to communicate with someone on the other side. I will be the first one to tell you, I don't care if you disagree with me on a political issue. I don't get so heated as some people do. I really don't. I know some people get real fired up. Like, I will discuss my point of view, but I'm not going to get so angry at the point where I'm going to yell at you or tell you I don't want to be your friend anymore. That's just not me. So I guess when I hear other people doing that kind of bullshit, it drives me insane.
It's stupid.
It gets to the point where it actually hurts me that people feel like that.
People don't talk to family members because of it, because they see different politically. Get the fuck over yourself.
Yeah. So I think Jared has something for us.
Did you see what Russia's doing?
No.
We'll get there.
Okay. We'll get that.
I took a lot of heat, took a lot of bullets, took a lot of
on what ground?
Criticism. Well, that's what the media does. Media does nothing. They never built anything. Nobody depends on them for a paycheck, but all they do is sit back and criticize. I'm going to kill people. I care more about money than I do human life. I heard it all. And the New York Times, as you can imagine, was blasting me daily.
Because you were trying to keep your employees paid and fed and keep your business going.
Right, because you're trying to figure out solutions to problems. You're trying to, everybody felt like it was this narrative during COVID that if you didn't run and hide, you were reckless. You were a monster. You didn't care about other people. And the list goes on and on.
So how did you take that criticism?
They were working.
Good fuck.
They were writing stories every day. These guys had nothing to worry about. They were writing horror stories every day, and they were all working.
But how did you keep that out of your head? I mean, it's easy to say I don't care about criticism, but when you are criticized like that in the New York Times, the biggest newspaper in the world, it's hard to keep it out of your head.
It really wasn't. You know, I live in like my own little world over here in our own little bubble. And I knew that if I went and I figured out a way to do it, that my team would go with me. And I knew that the fighters would fight. So as long as we were all aligned and everybody felt the same way, and you know, we weren't 100% aligned. There were some fighters that were scared and a little nervous, and they didn't have to fight if they didn't want to. Nobody was being forced to fight. If you wanted to fight,
this is all in reference to what was going on during COVID.
Their families too, and how
and how they were the first ones to do something.
Was there any?
Oh yeah, I got a lot on this.
Around you, I mean, the New York Times said you were killing people. Did you?
There was no COVID death. You know, there were people who caught COVID, and I was sending out weekly videos to my employees. Listen, enjoy this time that you have with your families. Relax.
All right, that's another thing that killed me.
Care about gets COVID.
That whole conversation with COVID, man.
And we'll get you taken care of. We'll get you looked at. If you need toilet paper was a big deal at that time. We'll get you toilet paper. If you need food and you can't get groceries.
All right. So he makes some good points on that. Like that's when everything really started to split off during COVID. That's when groupthink really took off, man.
What else did you have to do? 80% of America was stuck the fuck home.
Well, and the whole vilifying thing is what got me. And now I'm a simple man, okay?
But who started the vilifying? Immediately, the media did.
The media. Well, here's my thing, man. It's a virus. It's a fucking virus. So to go out and blame people for the deaths drives me nuts. It was a virus. And that's when the divide started. And what's crazy to me too is it for that being a pandemic and you know, being a health crisis, the fact that it became a politicized thing and became a political tool and people started to side with it based on their political values, that was awkward to me because that shouldn't have been affiliated with
that. Could take me right down the fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, down the rabbit hole, man. I go for it. Because that kind of shit, that's where I start to
because
get
the
weird
fact
about
that
it,
they knew where it came from immediately and never said shit, and it was funded by fuckface Fauci.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it wasn't staged and planned, then I don't know. I felt for a very long time that it was all manufactured. It was staged. It obviously was manufactured.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, you could definitely find the videos and listen to what was being said. And wasn't there a paper written in 2017 or a news article written in 2017 from Fauci that said beware of coronavirus in 2019 or some shit? I don't remember when it was from, but predicting,
I don't know, but
coronavirus.
He was funding this through the government without the president's knowledge.
Yeah, and it was gain-of-function research, and he tried denying that.
Because Obama signed it out where the U.S. would not fund that shit anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And somehow fuckface figured out a way to start funding it again through the government, which he was funding a company he runs or has a big part of. How was that not illegal?
I don't know. It's fucking crazy, man.
To touch on that.
Go ahead.
All right.
No, it's all you.
To touch on the Dana White thing. He's the president of the UFC, for anyone who doesn't know. The UFC, they did not stop events at all during COVID. They continued on just like they would any normal time.
They missed one, right?
I believe they missed one, yes.
And then they got pushed back a second time, but only by like 2 weeks. But yeah, that was supposed to be like Fight Island.
Yep. So what the UFC did during COVID is if the fighters had to travel, they would have them tested before any traveling took place to make sure they did not have COVID. And then once they were tested, then they would get to the location and then they were tested again. So they followed a lot of precautions and made sure that this virus wasn't getting spread around and everyone was being safe. They weren't just out there willy-nilly like, oh, who cares if you got COVID? Come fight anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then the big issue the media was making about that, because they didn't stop, is, well, all these COVID tests should be going out to the hospitals. Well, this motherfucker paid for these. He didn't have them handed to him. He paid for these. He paid a company privately for these tests.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there was too much. I think there was too much going on with false positive tests to want to put it into someone else's hands.
Right.
Because you never know what they're going to do, because a lot of these hospitals were getting extra funding for positive COVID cases.
What was it, 8,000 a person?
I think it was 8,000 more than that, but
or 50.
It wasn't 50. I think it was 20, but I think it was 20. Don't quote me on it. That's not an official number. Do the research yourself. You can look it up. I'm not gonna say anything specifically or definitively, rather. I don't want to say it definitively. But there was a lot that
That's just like hospitals were getting kickbacks for cause of death being COVID.
Yeah. Which is what led to a lot of wrong numbers.
They would test bodies post mortem that have been sitting in a hospital, because once you died, they didn't give a shit what you were around. Test you after you died, and if you had COVID on you, then it was a COVID death, regardless of how you died.
I think the one I read, there was a gunshot victim, there was a car accident victim, and shit like that happening. Like, and it, I don't know if it was isolated incidents or if it was just certain hospitals trying to get extra money.
I remember reading inflated a story, I think, of somebody locally where one of their parents died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And the hospital on the death certificate put COVID.
It's messed up, man. Like, wow, that took us away from our original conversation, though, because now we're on COVID conspiracies.
Anyway, so
YouTube's going to cancel us. We're not even that big yet.
You haven't heard what Russia's doing?
I heard something about the threat of a nuclear attack on Ukraine. Like what was it called? A tactical nuke?
No. If you have dual citizenship,
in Snowden?
Russia, and you're there right now, they will draft you to their military.
Like Snowden is a citizen over there now.
Well, no. Putin granted him citizenship. So he can denounce his U.S. citizenship and whatever. But no, if you hold dual citizenship and one of them's Russia, they can and will draft you, because they plan on continuing this fucking Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh yeah, Putin has too much pride to back out of this.
The U.S. embassy over there is telling all Americans that are over there, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I think it's more focused on Americans with dual citizenship.
I think people are underestimating Putin. And
you know when he didn't have balls?
Yeah.
When the mean orange guy was in office.
The mean orange guy. But I just keep thinking about the historical fact that I read about every great civilization lasting about 200-250 years, and how we're at that point now. You know, 1776, now we're here, fucking 2022, and I don't know, I feel like shit's gonna hit the fan eventually here.
We said it last time, 4 years. 4 years, 250 years.
Mm-hmm. I think shit's gonna hit the fan. I think people in this country don't understand how comfortable they really are, how good we really have it. Do we have our issues? Yeah, we have our issues. So does every other country in the world. Like, is there blood on our hands historically? Absolutely. That's how the fucking world was created. That's how nations were created. The one Tom McDonald song says, every country has blood on its hands.
And this is going to sound terrible, but I forget where I was going now. Fuck.
God, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. That's what happens every time. Happens to me all the time. But history.
Regardless of how civilized we become, we will never be too civilized for war. That is going to be a constant for as long as this world isn't a fucking flaming ball of fire.
Yeah. And again, like I said, I'll never understand the desire for that kind of power where you kind of want to control the country, the world, whatever it may be, where you want that kind of control, where you want that kind of power. I'll never understand that because I'm a simple man. I just want to be left alone to do my thing, enjoy my life, live my life. That's all I want. But that's the mentality of someone who's comfortable in a nation where you don't have to worry about shit like that. But we forget that there are other nations in the world that are still power hungry, that still have evil intentions, and they're always going to exist. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be a threat, which is why when your nation goes soft, you kind of got to start to worry.
Absolutely. We got to pull together as a country, put politics aside, and stay strong, not fucking fall off.
Yeah. If we want to maintain our way of life, I think things got to change. Things got to change, and they have to change quick.
Yep.
I feel, like I said, I feel like people underestimate Putin right now, and then China especially. If Russia and China team up, man, that's not going to be fun.
No, not at all.
I heard Putin's plan is he plans on attacking a nuclear reactor, and it's like twice the size of Chernobyl. It would like wipe out Ukraine altogether.
That'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
And I think if something like that happens,
that's World War III.
Yeah.
And it's also right on the water. So it would spread like crazy.
Yeah, that would fuck Romania, all of it. Romania, now, Poland.
I'm not a devout Christian. I'm not a very biblical person, but for those who are biblical, if you could please comment somewhere now after the fact, whatever. Isn't there a prophecy in the Bible? It might be in Revelations, where the Third World War will bring about the fall of mankind. I feel like I remember hearing something about that.
Listen, I worked with a pastor.
I'm gonna have to look this up now, because I feel like it's in the Bible where it says the Third World War will bring about the end of man.
So I was working with a pastor, and I would always just pick his brain. It was a cool guy, asking questions, and. God, it had to have been 2016, 2015, somewhere in there. And he just kept saying, he goes, dude, I see what's happening. Like, I can see it. Revelations is happening. I still haven't gone through and read it and to try to understand what he was saying, but
I've heard multiple people say this.
But this was fucking 8 years ago, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had people say this stuff to me recently, but I definitely want to look that up and research it myself. That's still something I want to do with the podcast, is have some people on from different religions so we can hear about stuff like this and get a feel for it. So maybe to break away from this kind of stuff, this kind of somber gloom and doom kind of shit. Our friend Goody here, his show, Specs and Sports, is about, you know, computers and sports. And Goody's favorite sport to cover is UFC, MMA, stuff like that. So I kind of want to get your thoughts while you are here on the upcoming Jake Paul Anderson Silva fight.
Okay.
Right up your alley, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is definitely going to be Jake Paul's biggest test. It's definitely the most... the best striker that Jake Paul's ever fought, absolutely, hands down. Anderson Silva's old, though. He's 48. I believe. If he isn't 48,
47.
He's going to be 48 real soon. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm definitely rooting for Anderson Silva. He's a great in MMA. He's a lot of people consider him the greatest, if not one of the greatest of all time. What he did in the UFC was he still holds records to this day.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He's definitely top five in my book.
Former world-class kickboxer.
Yep.
He's had legit boxing matches before.
Absolutely. He just actually last year, the year before, he just fought Julio Chavez Senior, or not Senior, I'm sorry, Junior. And he beat him. It was a decision.
I was going to say, didn't he have recent boxing matches?
Yep. He's fought Chavez Junior, and then he fought Tito Ortiz. He knocked Tito Ortiz out in like 30 seconds. So he doesn't have all the power that he used to, but he does have some power still. It's going to be interesting. We're definitely seeing a different side of Jake Paul as well, because Jake Paul has so much respect for Anderson Silva. So you don't see a lot of the shit talk or anything like that. You see a lot more praise, which is definitely different than the character Jake Paul tries to put out there.
Yeah. Do you see him growing as a fighter? Like Jake Paul? This all seems to have started as like a sideshow, but since he's been going, do you think that he has grown as a fighter?
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely improved. I still don't think he's like that good yet. I think if he sticks with it, he could turn out to be a really good boxer. I mean, he knocked out Tyron Woodley, which Tyron Woodley is a wrestler.
Yeah, we talked about that last episode. We kind of think there might have been a tell there.
I agree. I do agree.
And but then, I mean, Jake Paul really can't be that good. We got fun calling him out. Just going to put that out there, you know, again on the airwaves for that bitch ass Jake Paul.
He's definitely going to hear this podcast. Just so you know,
you never know.
I hope he does. No, I'm not a Jake Paul fan by any means. I hope Anderson Silva makes it look easy out there, which he's more than capable of doing, as long as his age hasn't caught up to him too much yet. Go ahead.
I still feel like if Jake Paul wins, it's because he paid off Silva.
Yeah, I mean, Anderson Silva, he in his last fight, it doesn't look like he's lost much speed. I mean, he's not as fast as he was when he was in his prime, but he's still quick. He's hard to hit. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been knocked out in a while.
Well, I mean, the fact that he knocked out Tito Ortiz, whether Tito Ortiz is a good boxer or not, that man can take a punch.
Right, absolutely.
He's been hit in the face by some of the best.
Chuck Liddell.
Yep.
All right, so here's the other question about Jake Paul. Like, do you think Jake Paul is trying to become a professional fighter? Do you think he wants to get his...
There's no money in professional fighting for him. This is a money grab.
That's what I was getting at, is do you think that he has to... God, if I could finish my question. Do you think he has to try to become a pro fighter, or do you think all these gimmick fights, taking all this shit, is good enough for him? Does he want to be a pro fighter, or does he just want to be a sideshow and just make his money?
I think money.
In my opinion, I think he's going to continue doing this until the money is not there. So he'll never
be good enough to be pro.
He'll continue fighting until the money is not presenting itself like it was.
Yep.
Do you think he tries to go for Mayweather?
His brother already fought him.
It's not the same.
I don't think so. I think if they were going to fight, I think it probably would have already happened.
So did you hear about Mayweather saying that he is slated to fight McGregor next year?
I did see that.
Truth to it, you think?
I don't know. Connor on Twitter said that was bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Money talks.
Exactly, yeah, right. Money talks. And I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be the same as it was the first time. It's not going to be the same amount of money, because neither of them are in the same point of their careers as they were.
No, but you know what? Us as the consumer, you know damn well people are going to pay for it.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know people are gonna
get it. Well, just like people paid for the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, knowing right. Pacquiao wasn't even close to what he would have been
yeah.
5 years earlier when he would have
when the fight should have happened. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, I mean, it could happen for sure. I believe
Jake Paul is learning from Mayweather and how to chase the money fight and take money fights. You have a chance at winning because you're not picking somebody who is in their prime. You're fighting old people, old heads all the time. You're 26 years old. You haven't fought anybody younger than 38. Like you're getting your money fights because you're getting the names, but you're not getting extremely difficult fights because they're past their prime.
True. You might have
fucked up
quick.
With this one.
He hasn't fought anyone younger than 38 that did not have fighting experience already.
Okay. I was just actually taking a shot in the dark with the number. Because I know he hasn't fought like anybody close to his age.
The only person he fought that was close to his age was his first professional fight, which was against another YouTuber in Gib.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. But you know what? Here we are talking about him. He's about to fight Anderson Silva at the end of the month. As you saw on the overlay before, October 29th. And he's making
maybe
his money off this shit, man.
Maybe we watch
it. Have you guys heard of Floyd Mayweather's next fight?
No.
I knew he was fighting. I can't remember.
He is fighting in November. He's fighting KSI's younger brother, Deji.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect. How did that come about?
Honestly, I have no fucking idea.
How does this shit happen? Like, do they just offer people money and say, hey, how about you fight you?
It has to be.
Like, what the fuck? That's
crazy. Like, he didn't even go for the big money either. He went for Deji.
Oh, my God.
I think he's hurting.
All right. Well, we won't get too much into the whole fight talk here because I know you got a show coming up, right?
I do. Tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Tonight at 7 p.m. on Goody_Games99 over on Twitch. So if you go to twitch.tv, look up Goody_Games99 for Specs and Sports tonight to get all your sports needs from Goody here.
Yeah, right. If you guys haven't saw the podcast, come check it out. If you want to talk sports with me, I'm more than happy to hear your opinions and get into a little debate with you if we disagree.
Yeah, that's the best, though. And make sure you guys get over there just so you can check out that beautiful shirt of his again.
I love that shirt.
Which threw you off.
It did. I started talking, and then I noticed the shirt, and I was like, wait a minute. What was I thinking of? I can't think anymore.
I wore it just for you.
But that's okay, like, because Mercury's in retrograde, and I couldn't do anything today. I'm telling you.
I know. It made you forget to set your alarm and everything.
Fucking, I swear to God, man, my alarm didn't go off this morning, and I'm like, oh, today's going to be a rough day. I forgot to set my alarm. And I'm telling you, man, throughout the day, little shit here and there, it just kept happening. There were a few moments in the episode today where I just kind of like zoned out and I'm like, wait a minute, what was I going to say?
Fucking Mercury.
Fucking Mercury, man. Mercury, goddamn, got to go into retrograde and shit. Got to be an Aquarius and all that goddamn garbage. I don't know what to do anymore, man. I just got to blame everything. I had the sun in my eyes. You know, I was a little uncomfortable. The shirt was a little bit tight. Nice new NDT podcast shirt right here, guys. Get it at the merch store.
Motherfucker, your window ain't even close to your fucking eyes.
It's all right. It doesn't have to be. We're just coming out with all the excuses. But all right. Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's great. I think that's grand. Wonderful. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
How'd it feel to do your first episode from the new abode, sir? Was it good?
I need a fucking recliner right here.
A recliner. Yeah. Everyone else that does a podcast, you know, they sit up in their chair, you know, right in the microphone and just inside.
Yeah, I've been leaning into the fucking mic all night, okay?
I appreciate it.
Episode, appreciate whatever the fuck it is.
I appreciate you. And guys, for everybody who has purchased something from the merch store already, thank you guys so much. Your support means the world to us. We love y'all forever for that. If you guys have not grabbed anything yet, I know payday just hit. All right, payday just hit. We got streamlabs.com/NDT podcast/merch to check out some t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, tumblers, all that good horse shit. Make sure you get on over there. Support the show as best you can. We appreciate y'all so much for that. And
drop that money.
And again, don't forget to stop by Goody's stream tonight over on Twitch. Check out Specs and Sports. Meet Jay Mills, his co-host, the computer guru. If you have any kind of tech questions, make sure you bombard that man with them because he can help you out. He's a good dude. You'll enjoy him as much as you guys will enjoy Goody. I promise you that.
It's a great guy.
Guys, anything else before we start to head out for the day? We got some stuff to do and people to visit. Ain't that right, Justin?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't got to go nowhere.
I just want to say thank you guys for having me on. It was a blast.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
It's awesome to see that beautiful beard again.
It's pretty short right now. Trimmed it down.
I know. I was like, damn, it looks smaller.
I actually went to a goatee and it's just back to a beard now, so.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So Thursday night next week is our podcast day. Any word on your promotion yet there, Justin?
I should find out Tuesday.
Tuesday? Beautiful. So as of right now, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, guys, is going to be the next episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet. We'll figure it out on the fly because, like Justin says,
just fly by the seat of your pants.
It's beautiful. That's how we roll. That's how we roll, baby. So don't forget, Thursday night's the next episode. Make sure you stop by. Make sure you swing by. For all of you on the audio version, you can check us out as well on YouTube and on Facebook. Please make sure you check out all the social medias and follow along for the ride. We appreciate y'all, and we will see you next time.
Later.
Peace out.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast.